With 5 days remaining before the transfer of sovereignty in Iraq, the United States still has not convinced more countries to join the multinational security force. The U.S. has appealed to various governments to contribute troops for the exclusive task of protecting U.N. personnel, but so far, none has agreed. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is with us. Vicky, do U.N. and U.S. officials hold out any hope of getting troops from countries that aren't currently in this coalition?
Yes, they do, or perhaps I should say they haven't given up. U.S. and U.N. officials say that discussions are continuing, and they've targeted about a dozen countries that have not categorically refused, as one official put it, those who haven't said, hell no. But the countries that are said to be on the list are Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Nepal, Tunisia, Morocco, Georgia, Ukraine, Belgium, and Finland. The U.N. Secretariat has been making a direct appeal to this group of countries, the idea being that it might be harder to say no to the U.N. than to the United States.
Now, which of those countries might be most likely to participate?
Everyone seems to think that Pakistan is tops the list. During the negotiations over the UN Security Council resolution that endorsed the handover of power in Iraq, Pakistan indicated that if that resolution passed, it would contribute forces, perhaps two brigades, which I think is around 1,600 troops. The resolution was passed. It was unanimous. But since then, Pakistan seems to have gotten the jitters. U.S. officials and UN diplomats seem to think that if they can convince Pakistan to participate, it's possible that some of the others might fall in line. And the good thing about getting Pakistan is that you would have forces from a Muslim country on the ground in Iraq.
You mentioned some Arab countries. Are they likely to join?
That's really hard to say. About a week ago, the government of Morocco flatly denied a news report saying that both Morocco and Tunisia were offering to send troops. But, you know, U.S. officials and U.N. diplomats point out that what they say publicly and what they say privately are often two very different things. But that being said, the whole issue of sending Arab troops into Iraq is somewhat problematic. You get into, you know, possible problems with the tensions among the different religious and ethnic groups. The Kurds, for one, are very opposed to Arab troops coming in.
So what happens if no country steps forward with troops for the U.N.?
U.S. officials and a Western diplomat both say that they have thought about that scenario. And if that should happen, they will ask one of the countries that's already participating in the multinational force to use its troops in Iraq for the specific task of protecting the U.N. personnel. The only problem with that is that it draws down the overall security force, you know, for the larger security effort in Iraq.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, thank you.
You're welcome.